VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Opposition Democrats in the U.S. Congress are promising hearings looking into reports that President Trump could have worked with Russia and concealed conversations with the countries with countries President Putin. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
Democratic Congressman Elliot Engle, who chairs the House Foreign Affairs Committee, says he wants to know if Trump is hiding something from his meeting with Putin in Helsinki, and he's not ruling out issuing a subpoena to the president's translator.
I would only consider it as a last resort, and I would hope we wouldn't have to consider it at all. But we'll have to see. We'll see how it plays out. We'll see what we're, you know, if we're being stonewalled.
The Washington Post reports Trump went to extraordinary lengths to conceal details of his conversations with Putin, even from his own administration. Trump told Fox News anybody could have listened to that meeting, but Engel says every time Trump meets with Putin, the country is told nothing.
One of President Trump's closest allies in the U.S. Senate is urging him to at least temporarily reopen the closed federal government and negotiate with Democrats on a border wall. South Carolina Republican Lindsey Graham told Fox News Sunday he would still support a presidential emergency declaration after giving talks another chance. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said Sunday the United States will ask the Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman to make sure that those who murdered journalist Jamal Khashoggi are held accountable for their crime.
We'll continue to talk about that and make sure we have all the facts. So that they are held accountable, certainly by the Saudis, but by the United States as well, where appropriate.
Pompeo flew to Riyadh after meetings in the Qatari capital of Doha, following stops in Jordan, Iraq, Egypt, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates. This is VOA News. Scientists appear to have made a breakthrough in treating a strain of the deadly Ebola virus, and they say it requires only one single intravenous injection. But even with the breakthrough, researchers stress a need for a treatment that would be effective against all strains. Four people have been confirmed dead Sunday in a suspected gas explosion in Paris a day earlier. Associated Press correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
The blast on Saturday morning also injured dozens of people. Authorities said 10 people remained in a critical condition. A spokesperson for the Paris Fire Department said about 30 firefighters were at the site Sunday to search for other potential victims amid a mountain of debris and wrecked cars. Paris authorities said 12 neighboring buildings that were damaged by the blast, apparently due to a gas leak, have been evacuated. Temporary accommodations were provided for about 40 residents, while dozens of others have been housed by family and friends.
A Republican congressman has found himself in hot water with his colleagues over remarks he made about the term white supremacist. Associated Press correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
What Steve King said was stupid.
That was Senator Ted Cruz's blunt assessment on NBC's Meet the Press. King was quoted in the New York Times last week as questioning how the terms white nationalist and white supremacist became offensive. The Iowa Republican has acknowledged the comment was a mistake, insisting he's an advocate for Western civilization, not white supremacy or white nationalism. But the damage was done.
That language has no place in America. That is not the America I know, and it's most definitely not the party of Lincoln.
House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy tells CBS's Face the Nation he intends to have a serious conversation with King on Monday.
Action will be taken.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, in a rare acknowledgement, said Sunday that a recent Israeli airstrike in Syria targeted Iranian weapons. Israel's outgoing military chief of staff had revealed in a recent New York Times interview that Israel had struck thousands of targets without claiming responsibility or asking for credit. Netanyahu said Sunday that the accumulated number of recent attacks proves they are determined more than ever to act against Iran. Police say massive anti-India protests and clashes erupted in disputed Kashmir, leading to injuries to at least 16 people Sunday after a gun battle between militants and government forces killed two rebels. Police say the clashes erupted after government forces in the southern Shopian area tried to stop mourners from attending the funeral of one of India's most wanted rebels in the Himalayan region. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world around the clock at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.